name's Kent Lyon, so Managing Director. We're a project manager of plantation harvesting for private landowners everywhere from Deloraine through to Smithton.
So pretty busy at the moment?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's summer is always a busy time for private landholders because of poor roading or lack of roading, so you need dry weather. So yes, very busy, and markets are good. So
when you say markets are good, domestic, export, what sort of mix?
Domestic has always been a fairly consistent market for us. It doesn't fluctuate too much, but the export market, predominantly to China for softwood, it fluctuates with the seasons due to the input from the northern hemisphere. And as they drop off in our summer, we take up the slack, and hence our pricing goes up. So that's where we're heading into it now. And hardwood is quite stable through the seasons. So
now, we've just seen a truck with some fairly good diameter logs. You say they're from one of the coops that you manage?
Yeah, that's correct. That's from a West Calder operation that we've got operating at the moment. So that'd be prune pine going through to Timberlinks in Bell Bay, so the domestic market.
Domestic market for that versus chips for export, or...?
Softwood, at the moment, there's no chip market. Because our scale is not huge in the overall scheme of things, we're able to select the products we need to make to get the best outcome from. So we're not hamstrung into lowering that log. With softwood, we've probably got 7 or 8 products out of one plantation. Hardwood is very different. There's only usually 2, maybe 3 products. So we have the standard chip market. And on the back of that, with hardwood, there's 2 markets for peeler logs. So there's some competition again, which is obviously good for the grower.
So growers are willing to sell at these prices, or is it still a buyer's market at the moment?
I think from how we see it, in the last 6 months, it's just moved over to being probably level field for both sides. It's been a buyer's market, certainly. With limited markets, they get low pricing. But now we have some competition, we're seeing some reasonable pricing again.
And this six-month turnaround seems to coincide, in my mind, with the fall in the Australian dollar. Is that a significant factor, or are there other forces at play?
Oh, look, it's certainly huge. Going from dollar to dollar with the US down to 70-odd cents, it shows that markets are still quite tight overseas, but with that and also the volumes that are coming online and a bit of competition here, it's our pricing is starting to get to where it should be.
So with the pricing, as you say, coming to a fair deal for both sides, how much timber's going to be harvested, say, the next 12 months?
Look, just on a private side of it, we'll probably do 60,000 tonne just from a small company like ourselves, but, you know...
You add in the other players.
You add in the other players and you start to talk hundreds of thousands, if not millions, sort of thing.
Forest stewardship certification, how important is that?
Yeah, look, we see it as being something that will allow us to access all markets, as we're finding now quite a number of the markets in the very near future, if not already here, we won't be able to access unless we have it. And FSC seems to be the certification of choice.
So factoring in everything that you've told me, re-establishment of plantations once they're harvested, what's the probability? Or is this land in demand for other things?
Yeah, look, we're noticing probably not as much second rotation or re-establishment of lots, but saying that there's still a lot of areas, especially in farm forestry, that were originally planted on the more non-productive areas, and it just stands to good business sense to re-establish them again.
Why?
For one, if it's only a moderate farming area or land, then they're not very productive on that side, and also to get them back to a farming state, you'd have to de-stump, which is a very expensive operation in itself. It's probably 5,000 a hectare to de-stump and get back to pasture.
You're kind of locked in.
Yeah, you are to a point, that's right.